Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Anoint me, Lord, today again. Amen. We need a fresh anointing from the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, It is time to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read, we welcome you to the prayer line. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined by my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And I just want to read a couple of scriptures before we begin our prayer on today. Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 30, verses 7 through 9. Exodus 30, verses 7 through 9. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresses the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering. Neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon, and Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in a year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. That's Exodus chapter 30, verses 7 through, I said 9, but I went ahead and read through 10. I also want to turn over to the book of Revelation. And here God is talking about burning of the incense, the burning of the incense. Revelation chapter 8. It's all the way in the back, the least visited book of the Bible. Revelation chapter 8. And God here again talks about the incense. Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Amen. Hallelujah. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Hallelujah. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Hallelujah. And that's Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. And this incense, as we can see from the beginning until the end, from the book of Exodus, after God brought the people of Israel out of bondage in Egypt, all the way through to Revelation, it was commanded that the prayers of the people be offered up unto the Lord. And it was the job of the priest in the book of Exodus, Aaron and his lineage, to stand in before the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, to offer the sacrifice of the burning of the incense and the other offerings unto the Lord. And then with the priesthood of Jesus, we were able to come boldly to the throne of grace and begin to pray to God, begin to give him our personal petitions, asking anything according to his will. And he said if we do that, that he will hear us and give us those things for which we have prayed. But I found this scripture, even in my personal devotions today, I found this scripture about the incense very, very interesting, that God says, offer no strange fire, no strange incense up unto me. And that means that when we come before God, we have to come with a pure heart. We have to come before God with pure faith. You know, we have to come before God in real right relationship.
Yes.
Amen. No, not just anybody could come before the Lord. Amen. And offer up the incense of prayer. The Bible says that the prayers of the saints in the book of Revelation, it says that the prayers of the saints were going up in the smoke, up from the angel's hands into up to the throne of God. It's amazing. So when God, when we pray here on Tuesdays, this is what God showed me so powerfully today, Pastor Anthony. When we pray here on Tuesdays, God hears our prayers. It's like a sweet smelling aroma coming up before the Lord as we gather here with one accord, as we gather here with purity of heart, in spirit and in truth, seeking the face of the Lord, petitioning God, and our prayers are going up before the Lord as the smoke of incense. My God, hallelujah. So you have to know on today that God hears your prayers, and that's what intercessory prayer is. That's the priest standing with the censer, burning the sweet aromas on the coals of fire, amen, creating the smoke which carries the prayers back up to God, amen. Intercessory prayer is so important in the life of the church, and we have to make sure that we are continuing to intercede for others.
Yes.
The Bible says, God forbid if I should cease to pray for you. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. We're not just here, you know, sometimes it can seem routine, sometimes it can seem monotonous, you know, you might seem like it's repetitious, you know, you're doing the same thing and praying the same prayers and the same people are coming, but you have to know that when you come, you are coming forth with power, because God says that in the presence of two or more, he will be there. Amen. He will be in our midst. When we are gathered in his name, the Lord says that he will be in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we touch and agree on anything, My God, there is some power in the intercessory prayer of us coming together, praying for each other, praying for our loved ones, praying for our nation, praying for our church,
yes,
praying for the unsaved, praying for those who are less fortunate. There is power
in prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. So God wants you to know on tonight that he hears your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go before the Lord and just know, my God, thank you, Pastor. Amen. Just know that God has an attentive ear. We don't need the priest, hallelujah, to go before us. We can go to God. You can go to God and pray for yourself directly, but as I just showed you, even from the book of Revelation, the angel standing there with the censer, with the smoke, going the prayers of the people being represented by the smoke, going up towards heaven, going up to the throne of grace, amen. God is speaking to us symbolically and prophetically and saying that there is still power in the intercessory prayer. My God, there is still power in the intercessory prayer. My God, hallelujah. So we stand tonight as priests for each other, standing and praying for those, amen, whom we love, for those who we care for those who are desolate, for those who are lost, for those who are perishing, amen, hallelujah. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Take prayer seriously, because God takes it seriously. Take prayer seriously, because God takes it seriously. A life without prayer is no life at all. A life without prayer is no life at all. That's why I thank God for those who gather here every single Tuesday night. Amen. I thank God for those. You don't even have to be praying, but you are touching and agreeing with us. Just your being here, we might be verbalizing and vocalizing the words, but you touching and agreeing with us, it's just like you are saying the words. It's just like the words are being uttered from your lip gate, your mouth gate. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is hearing your heart. Hallelujah. Your heart is knitting together with my heart. Your heart is knitting together with Pastor Anthony's heart. We are in relationship with each other, going before the throne of God in relationship with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just looking out, hallelujah, for him to release things out of his hand, but going before the Lord saying, Lord, we love you. We praise you. God, we worship you. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. The priest went before the Lord, not with petitions, but with prayers of repentance and prayers of worship and prayers of adoration. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have to know, hallelujah, that God honors that. He says better for him, for us to be obedient than to offer sacrifices, which means that God is not just listening to the words that are coming out of our mouths, but God is looking at our hearts. And I want to just admonish you on tonight to make sure that your heart is right before the Lord. Get rid of bitterness. He said, that's why he said, when you come praying, asking me for anything, make sure that you have forgiven.
Awesome.
Make sure that you have forgiven those people who hurt you. Forgive those people who turned their backs on you.
Right.
Forgive those people who walked out on you. Forgive the people who stabbed you in the back. Hallelujah. Forgive those who have hurt you. Don't walk around with art in your heart because it clogs up the gateway to heaven. My God, hallelujah. It clogs up the entranceway for your prayers to reach God. My God, unhindered. My God, I break every chain. I destroy every yoke that will try to stand in the way of your prayers. So examine your heart tonight. Man of God. Examine your heart tonight, woman of God. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you tonight, even now, to forgive. Forgive those who have hurt you. Forgive those who have despitefully used you. Hallelujah. Even pray for them. Say, God, forgive them. God, bless them. Bless those who persecute you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for the power of intercessory prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you.
Yes.
And we magnify your name on tonight. God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you forgive us right now. Right now, Lord, forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us of our trespasses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just the top, babe. Forgive us of our trespasses, God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of our wrongdoings. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. Of our sins, God. Forgive us, oh God, of our transgressions, Lord. Oh God, forgive us of being hard-hearted and bitter. Help us, oh God, to forgive those who have trespassed against us, Lord. Help us, oh God, to walk, Father God, with a spirit of forgiveness, God. Let us not hold bitterness in our heart. Let us not hold unforgiveness in our heart, God. Let us not walk around, God, hallelujah, with an attitude, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us, Father God, walk with a spirit of love, God, not afraid, God. You said that perfect love casts out fear, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for a spirit of love, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for a spirit of love. We thank you, Lord, for a spirit of love on tonight, power, and a sound mind, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on tonight that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, God, that we are above and never beneath, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your word, God, that is a lamp unto our feet, God. We thank you, Lord, for the sweet aroma of our prayers, oh, God, and that's what God is saying now. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, when you have awe in your heart, when you have bitterness in your heart, then your prayers are mixed with strange fire, strange incense, and it is not a sweet aroma to God. It is a stench in his nostrils. That is why God is telling us we have to forgive. Do not bring unforgiveness. Come to God with all of that clutter in your heart, all of that emotional baggage. It's time to let it go. It's time to let God break every chain. It's time to relinquish the hold that that thing has had upon you for so long. No more power. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for breaking every chain in the lives of your people, God. That this thing that has held them hostage has no more power. God, help us to walk in love. Help us to walk, oh God, hallelujah, circumspectly before us. Help us, oh God, to, Father God, be, Father God, hallelujah, quick to forgive, God. Help us, oh God, to be slow to anger, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, created us a pure heart, as David, the worshiper, prayed, oh God, created us a pure heart with which to worship you, oh God. Lord, we don't want to be hindered in our relationship with you, God. We don't want to act like spoiled little children, God, having temper tantrums. Lord, help us, oh God, hallelujah, to walk like Jesus walked. Help us to have the cry in our hearts. Forgive us, Father, for they know not what they do. Help us, oh Lord, hallelujah, to know that greater is he on the inside of us than all power in this world, and that this world can't do us no harm. Lord, we just thank you that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. I pray for every person on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray your blessings upon every life. I pray your power upon every life. I pray your healing of balm of Gilead over every life. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that the devil has no authority in their lives. I break every curse. I break every curse. I call down every word curse right now, and I put it into the pit of the fiery furnace in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that your people, under the sound of my voice, are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Yes. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise God. God is breaking yokes. God is not only breaking yokes, but God is destroying yokes, huh? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for forgiveness. And God is saying to you on today, because sometimes I hear somebody saying, well, I have forgiven over and over and over again, but they keep hurting me. And God is saying, you don't need, it's not forgiveness. You have that down pat, but you need wisdom as to how to move forward in your relationships with these people. Hallelujah. Our God has no desire for you to walk in an abusive relationship with anyone. Hallelujah. God says that he wants you to live in peace, my God. So I speak the peace of the Lord over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak the wisdom of God over your life right now, my God, spiritual wisdom, my God, wisdom from on high. Oh, God, the Bible says that Jesus is the wisdom of God, and we have the mind of Christ. Let me say that again. The Bible says that Jesus is the wisdom of God, and we have the mind of Christ. The Bible also says in the book of Isaiah, when he talked about the coming, when he prophesied the coming of the Christ, he said that the power and authority, the government would be on his shoulders, and he would come in the power of wisdom. Hallelujah. And you have to know that the power of God lives on the inside of you. Jesus told you he would not leave you comfortless. He will not leave you without a counselor. He will not leave you, but he will send you the teacher. He will send you the paraclete. He will send you the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, you got more. It's in you. The answer is in you. Reach deep. Hallelujah. Pray and ask God to give you divine revelation, my God, of the wisdom from on high, the wisdom that he allows to reside on the inside of you. Tap in, tap in, tap in, tap in, tap in. tapped in. Hallelujah. God is releasing answers to you. God is releasing revelation to you. God is releasing wisdom to you. Hallelujah. You've been waiting and praying and waiting, and God now is releasing that answer. My God. None more question. He's speaking to you in the spirit realm. My God. Even as I'm praying, even as we're praying, even as we're prophesying, even as we're speaking, God is speaking to you in the spirit realm. He's giving you clarity in your spirit realm. He's giving you clarity in your mind. God is not giving you confusion. That's a spirit, my God. No, that comes from the devil. We break it. I break off confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bind up the authority of that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. No more confusion. Clouding up your mind. It's been foggy. You've been operating under fog. And God is saying, I'm blowing away the fog. God has blown away the fog, and everything is clearing up in your mind. And clarity is everything is becoming clear, like a smoke-filled room when you turn on a windmill, and a fan, and everything blows, all the smoke blows out. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, oh thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for liberty. Thank you for freedom. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind, to heal the sick, to preach the good news to the poor. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to give joy for mourning. My God, hallelujah, rejoicing, a spirit of rejoicing for a spirit of praise for that spirit of heaviness, beauty for ashes. God is restoring. He's restoring everything that the devil tried to take, everything that the canker worm ate, everything that the palmer worm destroyed, everything that was destroyed in the struggle. God says, I am restoring in the name of Jesus. I am the Lord that restores. I am the Lord that restores you. I am the Lord that heals you. I am the Lord that delivers you. I am the Lord that saves you. I am the Lord that purges you. I am the Lord that heals you. I am the Lord that empowers you. I am the Lord that renews you. I am the Lord that strengthens you. And I'm doing a quick work in your life. In the name of Jesus, I'm turning that situation around. Everything that is upside down, God says, I'm turning it right side up. I am regulating your life. Come. I am regulating your life, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. No more dysfunction, Oh, God, no more dysfunction. No more dysfunctional relationships. No more dysfunctional living. No more dysfunctional thinking. No more dysfunctional behavior. In the name of Jesus, that is not of me, says God. That is of the devil. That is of the enemy. And I have broken that thing off of you. I have given you the power over every power on this earth. I've given you the power over every authority in this world. I have given you authority. I have given you dunamis. I have given you power. In the name of Jesus, I activate power on tonight. In this prayer line, God is activating your power. My God, the power to stand, the power to prevail, the power to continue to fight, the good fight of faith, the power, oh God, the power to not grow weary in well-doing, the power to persevere, the power against all persecution, the power in every battle. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord's, and it's already won. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, walk in your authority. Put on your armor. Oh, God, don't go out half-dressed. Put on your armor. Put on the full armor of God. Gird your mind with your helmet. You are saved. You are delivered. You are changed. You are changed. You are a new creation. The devil is a liar. You are not the same person. You are not controlled by the same spirit. You are controlled by the spirit of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, in the name of Jesus, I speak power, dominion, kingdom, authority into your life right now. In the name of Jesus, you have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's marvelous light. Walk in the light.
Walk in it.
Walk in the light. Walk in the light. In the name of Jesus, walk in the light. We cast out darkness. We pull down darkness. We turn the light on darkness. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every lie of the devil, oh God says, guard your ear gates. Guard your ear gates. Stop listening to the lies of the devil. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he is the father of lies. So guard your ear gates during this season. In the name of Jesus, God wants to speak to you specifically. My God, the Holy Spirit is increasing in your life. The power of the Holy Ghost is increasing in your life. God has grown you out. Oh, God is growing and increasing in you. My God, you are decreasing because you are humbling yourself under God's mighty hand. You are decreasing, and God is increasing in you. And as you allow him to increase in you, revelatory power is about to be released, my God, in every adverse situation in your life. You got to hear God on today. My God, hallelujah. God is undergirding you. He's holding you up. I see God holding you up and lifting you up in his right hand. The joy of the Lord truly is your strength in this season. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. So as you continue to thirst and hunger after God, thirst and hunger after his righteousness, as the deer panthers for the waters, so our souls long after you. God says, I'm doing a new thing. Behold, can you not perceive it? You can't even recognize yourself anymore. It's getting to the point where you don't even know who you are, because God is transforming you. He's doing a new thing in your life. He's recreating you into what he ordained you to be from the very beginning of time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God is taking you back to Eden, which is his original plan. And as he recreates you and reforms you and reshapes you, then he will be able to release for you what he has already preordained for you. He will be able to release to you what he has already preordained for you. My God, I just hear God saying the wait is over. Hallelujah. The wait is over. My God, in the name of Jesus, write the vision and make it plain, because though it tarry, it will not tarry, for it shall surely come to pass. In the name of Jesus. So even as I pass this prayer line to Pastor Anthony, I just sense a stirring on this line tonight, Pastor. There is a stirring, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father. We bless your holy name on tonight.
Yes.
Glory be to God. We're going to open up the prayer line momentarily. But, Pastor, you are so in the spirit on tonight, reminding us that we got to approach the things of God with a certain reverence, a certain spirit of humility. He allows us to humble ourselves as we come before the throne of grace, asking for his grace and his mercy in every situation. Glory be to God. Yes, just like that incense, it is a sweet smelling going up to the nostrils of Almighty God. And we thank God for every listener tonight, every family represented on this prayer line, your obedience. Pastor said God sees your obedience. He sees your act of kindness.
Yes.
He sees your spirit of prayer.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, the Bible says men ought always to pray, and for us to pray without ceasing. And your obedience to this prayer line. It's showing, glory be to God, God is moving out, and God is showing you divine favor from on high. You are not defeated. You are not cast down. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life that you are more than a conqueror. Yes. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says they have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. And as we continue during this prayer line, I just want to explain why we plead the blood. It comes directly, glory be to God, from that scripture. When we plead the blood, we're just saying to the devil, the blood covers a multitude of sin. The blood covers in the name of Jesus, just like the children of Israel, as the death angel saw the blood, he had to pass over, just like you and I. When the devil sees the blood, that we are blood-bought believers, we are born again, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled believers on this prayer line tonight. The devil cannot touch you. You are not defeated. You are a conqueror. You are a winner. You were born to win. They said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. We are overcomers. And you can't have a testimony without a test. I said you cannot have a testimony without a test. And it said by the words of their testimony. Know what God has done for you already. Remind yourself. Put yourself in remembrance in the name of Jesus. The same God yesterday, today, and forever will continue to deliver you. He'll continue to set you free. He'll continue to open doors. He'll continue to put a hedge of protection around your life. He'll continue to preserve you. He'll continue, as Pastor said, to impart into you everything that you need. So as we continue to pray tonight, get ready to act for your prayer request. Oh, glory be to God. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we're going to continue to pray tonight because two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, and we know that you are on this prayer line. Angelic hosts have been activated all over glory tonight. We are in the Christmas season. We know, glory be to God, hallelujah, the reason for the season. And we're going to lift up the name of Jesus, that name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus is Lord, and he's the Lord of your life. He is the Savior of your life. He is Messiah. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shaddai. And we pray to God tonight in the name of Jesus. God so loved the world that he sent his Son to die for the remission of our sins. So we thank you for the atonement. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for taking us back to the garden of, and blessing us. He said, be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish. So God, in the name of Jesus, with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. And I pray right now for every impossible situation on this prayer line tonight, every miracle that is needed, in the name of Jesus, we serve a miracle-working God. God, manifest your miracle-working power in the life of every believer on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over your marriage. We plead the blood over your workplace. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family on this prayer line. We plead the blood over your church. We plead the blood over every life. The blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. So, Lord, we thank you for the shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for Gethsemane tonight. We thank you. You were obedient even until the death of the cross. So our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our heart what you're going to do for those who love you. We love you with all of our heart, our minds, and our souls. So, Lord, help us in the time of need. Your word says you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. You said ask, and it shall be given to you.
Yes,
your word says seek,
yes,
and we shall find.
Yes.
Your word says knock, and we are knocking tonight,
yes,
and the door will be made open.
Yes,
and, Lord, help us not pray amiss. Help us in the name of Jesus with intercessory prayer. We know the power of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
on the inside of us gives us unction.
Yes.
It gives us petition.
Yes.
It makes our supplication known to God.
Yes.
But we know not what to pray for sometimes. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, with our limited language, meet every need on this prayer line tonight. You know every need on this prayer line. You know who's standing in the need of prayer.
Yes.
Lord, turn that situation around. In the name of Jesus. Every sick on this prayer line,
yes,
be healed in the name of Jesus. The yoke, the strong power of God, every yoke being destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every curse is broken. Every chain is broken. Every spirit of bondage has been lifted off of your life on tonight, and whom the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. So walk in the power of God. Walk in the authority and the ability of Almighty God. Oh, glory be to God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Can I remind you of the word tonight? Caller, I see that hand.
Yes.
Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of each and every situation. In the name of Jesus. So we're going to open up the prayer line tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost on this line. I feel the power of God in this place. Oh, the fire of God is burning stuff up. The glory of God is right now in our midst, and angels are being dispatched on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, thank God for every person on this prayer line. We're going to continue to pray, and we're opening up the prayer lines. All you got to do is simply press number 1 on your cell phone or your landline. Press number 1 on your phone, and we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to believe God together and watch God show up and show out. Area code 404. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Happy holidays to both of you, and I hope everything is going well for you. As I was listening to you pray, Pastor, 6 years ago, yesterday, I had a really emergency operation on my spine. The doctors were saying that I would be paralyzed, and I mean, it was so horrific, my surgery, and it took me through so much. But you know what? I thank God for his grace and his mercy over my life, that even though I went through whatever I went through, I am alive today, and I could say that I'm not paralyzed, and I could say that he has taken me so far in these 6 years that when I look back, I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I thought this was going to be the end for me. I was in ICU. It was around the holiday time. I was going through a lot, but through all of that, I knew that my God was carrying me all along this. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but God is so powerful. Prayers are so powerful. I heard people's praying to me while I was going through that, and I just want to thank God. He's awesome. He's everything to me. Without him, I would not be here today.
Yeah.
And even though I still have those little aches and pains, it's nothing compared to what I went through 6 years ago. And
my
so
God.
I give God all the glory that he deserves. I thank him. I love him. He's everything to me because, like I said, without him, I would not be here today. I would not be here today. I wouldn't be talking. I wouldn't be walking. I wouldn't be listening to you guys on this powerful prayer line. I love God. I just love him. And I just
yes.
need to
yes.
let you know and let everyone know that, you know, prayers, just keep praying. Everything does work. You know, God will always make sure that those doors will be open. You know, it's just, you just have to have some faith. That's all.
Yes.
And listening for a year on this prayer line, it's almost been a year. Your this prayer line has made me more stronger than ever, because the more I listen to you pray, the more I relate to everything that I've gone through in life and what God has done for me. It's nothing but God. He has put everybody in my life, including you, Pastor Rebecca and Anthony. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be here talking to you guys. So, and I just want to say a little prayer that I'm still expecting that claim request to come through any minute now. I know it's going to happen. So, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for you, and that's what I said earlier, overcoming by the word of their testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. And that's what you just shared, that you had a serious situation concerning the spine operation years ago, and through the power of prayer, God has been faithful to you. And you are still here. You are mobile. You're not paralyzed. And like you said, it's nothing but the grace and goodness of Almighty God. And you have seen in your life the power of prayer. Somebody needed to hear that tonight. I needed to hear that tonight. So we thank God, as you have encouraged us tonight, that we ought to keep praying and living this life by faith, because God is faithful.
Yes.
So thank you for
God
that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we continue to pray for Sister Maria, Lord, even as she has brought, Lord, that testimony to this prayer line of your goodness throughout the years in her life. Lord, you are a healer. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes,
you are the final physician. I thank God for doctors and nurses and modern medicine, but God, we know ultimately we are healed by you. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, every cure, Lord, every solution, every answer to prayer is through your gracious hand. So, Lord, we thank you for her life. Thank you for her family,
Lord.
Thank you for her witness and her tomorrow. Her ladder shall be greater. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, even that tender situation working out for her good. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord being her strength. Even as she said tonight that she is stronger today than she's ever been, stronger through the power
Lord.
Of prayer. We thank you that her strength in you, Lord. Hallelujah. That she's going to do everything she can do to stand, and the devil has no power against her. So thank you, Lord, for renewing her strength when she's feeling weakened. And thank you, Lord, as she continues to put on the armor of God, that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. So continue to bless her. Continue to pour out your spirit on her. And we thank God for her, as she has been a blessing to this prayer line. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Sister Maria, to God be the glory. You have blessed us once again, and we thank God that you are a witness of the power of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you both.
Amen. Continue to listen. Any other callers? To God be the glory. Just press one.
Yes. Amen. God bless you. So blessed by that testimony on tonight. You know, and that's what we have to do, you know, continue to glorify God's name and give him the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. For all the great things that he has done in our lives. And, you know, I just thank God for Sister Maria and her testimony. And Pastor, even as you were praying for her, God showed me increase, you know, God showed me increase. You know, he's increased her. Sister Maria, God has increased you. He's increased you because he is increasing in you. Hallelujah. And I just hear God saying that he shifted you to increase you. There have been some changes in your life, and there's still some things that are shifting and changing and rearranging, and God is allowing it so that he can increase you. There is an ultimate plan. There is a greater plan. Amen. Hallelujah. So just continue to trust God. And your praise is a weapon. My God, your praise is a weapon. As you continue to praise God and rejoice in him, he's releasing resources to you. Amen. God is prospering you. So I do see money coming
to you. I can't specifically say see where I tried to have God show me where it was coming, but God is saying, don't ask me how. Just know that increase is coming to your house. Hallelujah. It may not even be the way that we expect it, but increase is coming. So, Father, I touch and agree with Pastor Anthony and Sister Maria, and we thank you, Lord, even for favor, Father God, with her claim. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for releasing the funds to her. Hallelujah, that, Father God, she has applied for, God. We just thank you, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you would show yourself mighty in that situation. Hallelujah. And anything that's holding it back or hindering, we speak release on tonight in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree with the prophetic, and we speak increase over her life right now in the name of Jesus. You shall, I just hear 3 John 2, 3 John 2, you shall prosper and be in good health, mm-hmm. even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just touch and agree with your word over this woman of God's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Sister Maria, we thank God for you, and we love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Are there any other callers? If you have a prayer request or a praise report, press 1, and we will take your call on tonight. There is power in prayer. Amen. Don't hold back. God has not given you a spirit of fear. Father, I thank you, Father God, for Sister Lori Davis on tonight, God. I thank you, Lord, for the praise that's in her mouth, God. Even as she, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, I've served the Jubilee homegoing service of her mom, her foster mom, on yesterday, God. We just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon her life. Lord, thank you for putting this angel in her life. Thank you, Lord, for the pouring in that you allow her to nurture and pour into Sister Lori's life. Lord, thank you for the impact that she has made. And, Lord, right now, we thank you for divine impartation, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, oh, go, God, hallelujah. I just see you carrying forth the banner, Lori. God is just, you. The torch has been passed to you. Hallelujah. And God is allowing you to carry forth the torch. There's been a deposit made into your life spiritually at a young age. Hallelujah. When the devil tried to kill you, God had already deposited himself on the inside of you, and God is now manifesting. I just hear God saying, I'm manifesting myself to you. Hallelujah. This is the due season. This is your due time, your due season, your kairos. Huh? My God is increasing you even during this time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, even as you celebrate, see, you have joy on the inside of you, and there's a spirit of jubilee. There's a spirit of celebration. Hallelujah. Because as your mom's time has ended here, God is now getting ready to reignite and reactivate you for your assignment and your mission here on the earth, in this earth realm. Amen. Hallelujah. You are alien here in this earth realm, and there's a specific assignment that's being released to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you, and we thank you, Lord, for Sister Lori Davis. We thank you for her life. We thank you, and we praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in her life. Lord, bless her family, comfort her family, keep them, and we see their hand. Hallelujah. Keep them, oh God, encourage them, walk with them, even during the midnight hour, God, because we know that even though weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning, because to be absent from the Lord, the body, is to be present with the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we know that her mom is with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Caller, we see that hand, area code 908. You're on the line. You're live on the line. God bless you.
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Sister Margie. I'm still looking for a place of my own. And so I'm asking for prayer. Yes,
amen.
To find a place to call
amen.
Home.
Amen. Are you apartment hunting now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because I saw you with keys. I saw you as you began to speak, even before you said, when you said, I'm still looking, I saw you with keys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even as you go forth, God is giving you favor with the landlord, and he's giving you favor in your finances. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't know, I see you putting in some more applications. Are you also looking for employment?
Not at the time.
Okay, are you applying for something else? I see you applying. Yeah, because I just see God extending favor to you in a couple of areas, amen, with the apartment, and there's something else that you have applied for and you're waiting for, and I see it, amen. And God's giving you favor in the area. It's directly linked to your apartment, and God is giving you favor with that, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's putting you, I just see him shifting you into a position of favor, almost like he's putting you on the top of the list. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Father, for favor right now in the name of Jesus. God. Even as she's waiting, Father God, and looking for that apartment, God, we just ask, Father God, to continue to order her steps. The Lord said the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a man, good man are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for directing her steps. I see your ear becoming more attuned to the voice of God. Hallelujah. There's a spiritual sharpening that's taking place in your life, and as you continue to walk circumspectly before the Lord, hearkening to his word, which means walking in obedience. God is opening doors for you that no man can close. He's opening doors. The pastor said, open the door, Lord. And as he said that, I saw a spiritual sharpening. Oh, God. Hallelujah. A spiritual sharpening. There's a quickening that's taking place in your spirit, in the spiritual realm, and God is doing that, you know, and he's actually shifting you, not only your place of physical residence, but your place of not spiritual, supernatural residence. Amen. Hallelujah. He's shifting you into another realm supernaturally. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you for Sister Margie and what you're doing in her life. We thank you for the shift. Oh, God, we thank you for the shift that's taking place in her life. We thank you for favor, Lord. We are touching agree for favor in the area of a place to live, her own place, even as you showed me keys, God. I just thank you for the keys that you are giving her. Hallelujah. And God says he's giving you the keys to the kingdom. Huh? Hallelujah. There's no good thing that God will withhold from you as you continue to delight yourself in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is just saying, don't worry. I see God chopping up anxiety. Amen. Anxiety keeps trying to come, and it tries to come and grip you, and God is chopping off anxiety. He's cutting that off of your life. It's like barnacles on a ship trying to drag you down and hold you down, but God is just freeing you up. I just see him. I see you getting so free, amen, in that area, and your faith is escalating. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for escalation of faith. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for cleaning off the barnacles and the people and the things that have been trying to hold Margie back. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for abolishing fear in the name of Jesus, for breaking off any yoke or bondage or hindrances that would try to hold her back, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing in her life, a new season. God says it's a new season. My God, there's newness all around you. Embrace the newness. Embrace the newness. Everybody's not going to understand what's going on in your life, but God says, I'm doing a new thing. Embrace the newness. Out with the old and in with the new. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for favor. Even if she called it to touch and agree, we intercede on her behalf, and we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, open that door and release those keys to her, oh God. We thank you for favor with the landlord. We thank you for favor with the applications, oh God. We thank you for favor following her goodness and mercy, following her all the days of her life. And she delights herself in you, God, that everything that she does will prosper and everything that she attempts to achieve will succeed. You will give her good success. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Margie, caller, we see that hand. And as Pastor said, go boldly. To God be the glory. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The word says no good thing will he withhold from you. So God is saying right now, just accept it, claim it. It's yours already, and walk with that confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we have anything or ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we have what we petitioned of him. And God wants you to have your own place of residence, yes. And it's already done. I pray you receive that tonight, and as you continue to move forward by faith, we strongly believe that the door has already been opened. So receive that thing by faith, and we look forward to the praise report and the testimony coming back to this prayer line. We thank God for Sister Margie tonight. Area code 908, God bless you.
Hello, Pastor. This is Elijah. I was just looking for a prayer to for my car. Transportation really been rough for me getting back and forth to work, and I'm really, really need a car at this moment. So I was just wondering, can I have prayer for a new vehicle?
Amen. We're definitely going to lift that up tonight.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
We pray right now for Elijah, Lord, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Lord, in the area of transportation,
thank
a automobile,
Jesus.
Father God,
God,
new, reliable, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
So he can go to and fro.
Jesus.
We thank you right now for favor and uncommon favor being on his life right now, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, open the door that no man can shut. So we thank you and we praise you for it, and we call it already done in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the money. Thank you for the agreement, Lord. Thank you that all things are going to work together pertaining to this transportation, pertaining to him securing this car, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, hallelujah, we call it done. We receive it right now by faith.
Yes,
oh, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way.
Yes.
Have your way in this situation. Give this young man favor, Lord, so he can have this automobile and this car, his own set of wheels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we touch and agree with him. And we say, Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. And we already call it done. In the name of Jesus. So we touch and agree with him, because your word says as we touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of you according to your will in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So I just see it's already done.
Yes,
I see, glory be to God, God allowing the keys to be put in your hand to the ignition of that automobile. God is saying walk by faith and not by sight. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the financial part of it, but not by power, not by might. He says, by my spirit, young man.
Yes.
By the spirit of God, he is going to do this. He's going to show you uncommon favor in this season of your life, and we thank God that you have opened up your mouth and declared that it is yours, and God is going to honor you as you continue to honor him.
Thank you.
And we just believe, God, right now, that it's already done, and that vehicle is already yours. Amen.
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 You know,
thank
it's amazing because I see you driving. When Pastor began to pray,
I saw
you sitting behind the wheel of the car. Amen. And I saw you driving. The scripture that God showed me was, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That means nothing lacking. Nothing lacking. As you continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness, after God and his righteousness, everything that you desire is going to be given to you. No good thing will God withhold from you. This is due season for you also. You know, it's amazing. God was talking to me earlier about due season, and a lot of the examples he gives us are women who were barren who now are having babies. And I said, God, why are you always using pregnant women giving birth to babies as the example? And he says, because every pregnancy has a due date. Every pregnancy has a due date. Hallelujah. And even as we begin to talk, and I begin to say, God, okay, I'm going to obey you and go forth in prophecy, God showed me you, Elijah, walking on the path and you were on that path to righteousness. And then he showed me walking up to the vehicle, you walking up to your car, getting in and sitting behind the wheel of your car. And there's the glory of the Lord all over you, because God will say, surely they will know that I have done this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God for you. And I touch and agree with Pastor Anthony for your vehicle. Just go ahead and put in that, go ahead and put in that application again. Go forth and faith, and God is going to deliver to you those keys. You'll be driving yourself to work. You'll be driving yourself to church. Hallelujah. And God is going to get the glory from this testimony. That car is as good as yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Caller, we see that hand, and Elijah is already done.
Yes.
And like I said, don't look at Pastor and I. We have so many mighty miracles of God.
Yes.
Just moving obstacles out of our way. Zero money down and uncommon favor in so many areas. So walk by faith and not by sight, and God will do it. Just walk on the car lot, talk to whoever you need to talk to. Amen. And we believe that praise report is going to come back to this prayer line, that with zero, no money down, and you got the title, the deed, or whatever you need to do, and we're looking forward to that praise report.
Amen.
Area code 973.
Yeah.
God bless you. Area code 973.
Good evening. This is Sister Louise, and I just need a prayer for some encouragement for this evening. Feeling a little down.
Amen. Amen. We are definitely going to lift that up, but can we just ask your name one more time?
Amen. Did you say Sister Louise?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. Father, we praise your holy name. We worship you and we magnify your name on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for Sister Louise on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Even if she calls this prayer line, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up and release the spirit of encouragement right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For right now, Father God, breaking every yoke, taking the burden off, my God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for the new thing that you're doing in her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that she is concerned about, I just see the burdens. I see you burdening. There's some people that you love that you're very concerned about. And I just hear the Lord saying to you on today, Louise, to cast your cares on him. For he cares for you. Hallelujah. Cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. I thank you, Lord, for her life. I see hurt. I see you've been injured. I see that there's some people, even in the church, I don't know why, but I'm hearing church hurt. Some people, even in the church, that have let you down, that have disappointed you. They've been walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. And you just have not seen evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Hallelujah. And God is saying no weapon formed against you can prosper. There is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. So I speak encouragement to you right now, my sister. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I just see God beginning to unloose some shackles. It's almost like people have thrown you. It's almost like you've been thrown into a pit. Hallelujah. And it's like your dream has been stripped from you. And I just speak encouragement to that area right now in the name of Jesus, of your dream. I speak back. I give you back your dream. We speak life into your dream on tonight. We speak life into your purpose on tonight. Hallelujah. We speak life, hallelujah, into your destiny on tonight. Hallelujah. Your destiny is too great. Hallelujah. This thing will not take you out. It's a hard time. It's like a pressing almost. Hallelujah. God says, I allowed you to go through this. But when you come out, you're coming out stronger. You're coming out wiser. You're coming out better. You're coming out with more anointing. You're coming out with more power. You're coming out with more determination. And yes, you are coming out with more joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just speak, Father God, joy to her life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak encouragement. Those battles that she's fighting.
fighting, Lord. We thank you that she already has the victory in the name of Jesus. We speak liberty in the area of her finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's been tied up, God is cutting he's breaking the chains. He's breaking the chains. He's breaking the chains, cutting the ties, the yokes off of your finances, off of your resources. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God's giving you witty ideas. There's an idea that God has put in your heart, and you've come against a lot of naysayers, and God is releasing that stamina to continue to persevere, to continue to move forward in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for my sister on tonight, God. Oh, God, even in the area of her relationships, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. God, send in some people into your life that are going to undergird you. They're going to celebrate you. My God, I see people coming into your life that are going to celebrate you, hallelujah, not just tolerate you, people who are going to treat you like the queen that you are, hallelujah. God is just, he's just getting ready to change things. There's a change of the guard, a changing of the guard taking place in your life. I hear a changing of the guard, hallelujah, in the name, people who truly have your back, people who are truly for you, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Louise right now, Lord, and we speak, Father God, to every situation in her life right now in the name of Jesus. And I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I'm seeing elevation. I'm seeing elevation, that God is elevating you. It's almost like effortless. You have tried to do many things on your own, says the Lord, but now you're in a place of surrender, and God is saying he's lifting you up. I just sense God lifting you up. He's lifting you up. He's lifting your spirits. He's lifting you up, and he's lifting your circumstances. He's just lifting you up in the name of Jesus. He's lifting your stamina, your power, your anointing. I don't know why I'm just seeing this thing with anointing. There's something, some giftedness in your air, in your life. Hallelujah. 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 And yes, you are anointed for that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. So Lord, we just thank you. We bind up discouragement. We break it off in the name of Jesus. And we release encouragement on tonight, God, that Louise will run this race, God. She will finish the good fight of faith, oh God. Victorious. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. I just see the sun shining. Oh, God. Oh, God. I see the sun. Oh, God. Nanamoko Shelley Akedam. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. What the devil meant for evil. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God has turned that thing around for your good. Hallelujah. My God. There's a testimony in this. I don't know you. I don't know what your testimony is, but I told you, I'm telling you that this thing that was meant to destroy you, it has no power. It has, because God broke that thing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They could not shut you up. They could not shut you down. In the name of Jesus, you have come out victorious, and you're coming forth as pure gold, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, my God, favor. That's what most of the struggle has been. You're blessed and highly favored, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, my God, for your favor. What God has for you, my sister, is for you. Hallelujah. And when it looks like one door is closed, I just see many doors being opening, my God, being opened in their stead. And when they thought they could cut you off, God says, I got another way. I made a way out of no way. My God, in the name of Jesus. So we just praise him on tonight. God bless you. I don't know if my husband has anything.
Amen. Even as you were speaking, Pastor, I saw her spirit being stirred up.
Oh, God.
I saw her joy coming back.
Jesus.
And God knows that she's a worshiper. When you worship God, when you praise God, your situation becomes smaller. And I just sense that you're a worshiper. And I know that you are a praiser. Begin giving God, I heard the hallelujah.
Ooh, God.
And God's saying, just make a repetition to me. Just tell God how wonderful he is. And watch God show up and show out in every situation pertaining to you. Oh, glory be to God.
God.
He said he will not put on you more than what you can bear.
Yes.
And with any temptation, he'll make a way of escape.
Mm.
So glory be to God. You have the ability to lay down the weight or the burden. And as Pastor said at the outset, cast that thing upon God because he cares for you.
Jesus.
He has seen every tear,
oh,
and there is joy. Oh, yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh,
there is joy moments away.
Jesus.
There is joy right before the darkest times in our lives. There's a dawn.
Yes.
And I thank God for the sunrise that's coming up in your life right now.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus. So the joy of the Lord is your strength, my sister.
Yes.
And I know that you are a worshiper and keep praising your God.
Yes.
And Pastor, as you, I'm going to close out, but as you were speaking, I saw Psalm 91. That she has she's in that secret.
Yeah. Ooh, God.
Even though the warfare is intense.
My God.
And sometimes becomes overwhelming, she's in that secret place. And when you dwell there, nothing can take her out or nothing can harm her.
My God.
I also saw the 27th Psalm.
Yes.
Where the haters and the enemies come against her.
Yes.
But they can't even prevail.
My God.
So just meditate on those two scriptures right there. The 27th Psalm and the 91st Psalm, and you already got the victory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You already got it in Jesus' name. So I thank God for Sister Louise tonight.
God bless
as
you.
Me, God bless you, and thank you for calling. We'll continue to pray for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged. To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory. To God be the glory. The devil is a liar.
Yes.
And we are more than conquerors.
Ha.
I thank God.
Oh, God.
I thank God for the word that will not come back
Lord.
Void.
Yes, Lord.
His word has already been spoken over our lives.
Yes.
And he says we are already victorious in him. So we thank God as we get ready to close out. We're going to play a song, Take Me to the King.
Yes, God.
Because Tamla Mann, it's just a wonderful song that I believe is appropriate for tonight's prayer. There's been a certain mode and mood on this prayer line tonight, and we just want to play this song as we close out. Again, we'll be in Hillside tomorrow night at 7:30 and Thursday night at 7:30 for our midweek Bible study and our Restoration Recovery Program. And on Sunday morning, 12:30 p.m., we will be at 1482 Maple Avenue. A wonderful worship church experience is waiting for you. Pay us a visit if you're local and can get there. You won't be disappointed. Amen. Well, we love you, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Again, continue to pray for us, and we'll continue to pray for you.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to have much to breathe. My
My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.